Brought to you by CGB Tech Solutions. From computer repair to complete network design, trust CGB Tech Solutions in downtown Cleveland, now open on Detroit Road in Avon. And Jen Brunkow joins us. This morning. Good morning, Jen. Thank you.
Good morning.
Now, let me get you up a little bit closer to the microphone, and then you can tell me what CGB stands for.
Oh, those are my husband's initials, Christopher George Bronco. Oh. My husband and I founded the company the day we got home from our honeymoon 14 years ago. So he quit his job a week before our wedding, and over 2 weeks of a honeymoon road trip, he convinced me that we were entrepreneurs. We incorporated the day we got back, and we've never looked back.
Wow. I was thinking that so that you spent your honeymoon planning your business future, I guess.
Very romantic, yes.
Well, it seems to have worked out for both of you, I guess.
It's worked out great. We have 15 employees now. We're on Superior and East 23rd in downtown Cleveland. And in February, we opened up on Detroit Road at the corner of Colorado and the Dairy Mart Plaza in Avon. And we've received such a warm, wonderful welcome from the people of Avon.
What precipitated that sort of expansion for you? What was the thoughts for that?
We've been working quite a bit in Cuyahoga, Lake, Ashtabula, Summit counties, Medina County a little bit. We live in Lorain County. A lot of our people live in Lorain County. This is very much where we want to be because we've got a stake in it. So this is our attempt at saying we want to be your neighbors. We want to help.
Shorten your commute a little bit too, I suppose. Maybe.
Don't think we didn't consider that.
So what kind of, let's talk about your business and the services you offer.
Sure. The idea at CGB Tech, we believe in taking care of your technology so you can focus on what you're great at. So basically, you should sit down at work in front of your computer and everything should just work for you. We are going to proactively manage your network so that everything is updated and everything is ready to go as soon as you sit down, and you don't have to worry about the latest virus or the latest hacker or my Microsoft decided not to work today. That's what I'm there for. You have me 24/7, 365, and my staff of certified, qualified technicians at your disposal at all times.
We hear more and more about hacking these days. Is it a real issue out there for people like Bruce and me?
Individually, not as much as you would think, but small businesses we find are being targeted quite a bit because they don't have the money to put into a bunker and an army of IT professionals. And they often have information that a hacker would be interested in, social security numbers, credit card numbers, that sort of thing. We're in a unique position where we can help you not just antivirus your computers, but put something like a firewall in front of your network to sort of be the guard post to your server and your information. Also, you want to do backup and disaster recovery. So if something terrible should happen, if someone should swing open the door and let the robbers into the bank, you have a backup. You have a way to get your information back up and be back in business before you're down 3-4 days and have lost considerable money.
As a small business, that really can impact your business.
It can. They say something like 60% of all small businesses, if they're out of business for 4 to 5 days in a row, will eventually lose the business within that year.
And that also is a ripple effect, because if you're having problems, the clients that those businesses are involved with may not trust them as much, or may feel the confidence is not there too.
That's true.
Talk about how you are involved with a lot of nonprofits. You do work with them quite a bit.
Our first clients were nonprofits, and 60% of our clients still are. We're in a unique position where we know the resources out there for nonprofits to be able to get the same products as for-profit businesses, but at great discounts, so that they can use their money towards the causes that they are in business to take care of. We are very normally called in to do proposals and presentations to boards and to donors to show the need and to keep these nonprofits up and running and doing the important social work that they're there to do.
What are some of the, I guess, unique things that nonprofits deal with that you're able to help with, besides maybe the funding aspect of it? Is there different things that, for compliancy for them, that they have?
Nonprofits very often do need a lot more paperwork as far as auditing goes, because their foundations and donors and grants that are funding them want to see where the money is going. So we very often need to provide a proof of services and an audit scope that shows this is what we spent the money on, this is where it is and how it's working, and this is how it's made us better at doing what we do. We're now more efficient. We're now more secure. We're now taking better care of our clients and your money.
this high-tech world is ever-changing. How do you stay current?
We hire the best people, for starters, and then we keep them certified and trained by the very best organizations in our field. We're silver partners with Microsoft. We're preferred partners with Dell and HP. We work with Avaya. We work with the industry leaders to keep our people as well educated as is humanly possible.
We are talking this morning with Jen Brunko, who is the owner and president with the CGB Tech. They have offices in Cleveland, also in Avon. The question that was written here is, what's the advantage of managed services? Talk about what managed services are and how it applies to you.
Businesses, schools, nonprofits very often put their technology in place and then don't worry about it. And then a disaster happens and they have a huge expenditure just trying to get everything fixed or replaced and back up and running. When you go with something like managed services, you're proactively taking care of that network every month. You've got a help desk to call every day, and you don't have to worry about one big expense blowing the budget. You have your budget for IT metered out month by month, and everything is taken care of proactively. You have room in your network to grow if you're in a growth spurt. You have the ability to see what you have, where you're going, and what you need to keep secure, safe, and backed up.
So you have that plan where you have, there's with computers, there's always a changeover. It's not like a set, you buy it and you have to forget about it. It's something you always have to remember, plan for the replacement of that unit.
That's
all
true.
Time.
And you need a trusted partner that you have a relationship with to be able to recommend things that are actually useful to you and not just the newest, fastest, shiniest toy on the market. So something that's actually going to benefit you and your business is a recommendation that you need to get from someone that you already trust and have a relationship with.
You also make on-site visits. You come and help. You show up rather than maybe just a help desk or a...
We do both, yes. Okay. We have technicians that go on-site at least once a month with our contract clients. And the clients that we work with who don't have us on a managed service contract, we go out and make adjustments and fix them and do whatever they want us to do in their IT area. Sometimes they just want to us to explain how something works or what happened wrong. And very often we need to do the tech to English translation so that people who are experts in their field but maybe not experts in tech understand what's going on and what they need and why they need it.
And it's nice to have that regular face-to-face contact.
We're a great resource for people, and our technicians constantly get very high reviews.
Our guest this morning has been Jen Brunko with the CGB Tech. And if people want to get a hold of you, your business, try to find out what you're all about, maybe utilize your services, where's a good place to do that?
Go to www.cgbtech.com or email me at service@cgbtech.com.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.